Begin transmission.
The price of your mansion was 1930 UTC. Hello. What are we doing? We're looking for marmots. Let's get out of the car. Oh, it's windy now. All right. Let's start this the official way. Hello. It's 1930 UTC, possibly 1931 by this point. And it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I decided today that we were going to go outside. So I have driven out here to Tranquility Park because I wanted to look for marmots. And I can't believe it. There's nobody here. There's nobody here. The parks have finally sort of opened back up. But now there's nobody in the parks. It's crazy. So that's great. We're here. It's a little bit windy. It's a little bit muddy. It rained a little bit. So we're going to be looking for mushrooms as well as looking for marmots. Now here's the hilarious, the irony. As I was driving over here, I was driving down Fort Street, going by the MUD storage plant, the natural gas station, so to speak. And there's this one area, I can't really describe it, but needless to say, there's some short grass and some long grass. And right at the edge, there's just this marmot sitting back. He was, you know, he was about 20 meters back from the road. He was just watching traffic go by. Didn't look like a very big dude. Oh, look at this. These are... I found tracks. I found some tracks on this path. These are not Mati tracks, though. Oh, my goodness. Here's some turkey tracks. And, we got some raccoon tracks. Some... There we go. There's Mati tracks right there. There's raccoon tracks. Wow, we got some good tracks. All these paths are a little wet, a little muddy, which is probably why there's nobody here, no bicyclists here, because they tell the bicyclists to stay off the path when it's muddy so as not to destroy the path. All right, so we're going to walk up here to the edge of the creek. How slippery is this mud? Oh, it's not too bad. Ah, and we're gonna look for some matis down here. We're gonna look for some matis. Matis and mushrooms. That's what we're doing today. We're also testing to see how long my leg will hold out. And I'm looking down into the creek as the wind picks up. It's at my back. And I'm looking down into the creek, but now all the grass is really tall. I'm not seeing any mots in this area. But this is a good a good mushroom spot too, so let's look for mushrooms. Usually there's a lot of brown cups right around here, and it's pretty much brown cup season. We start to see brown cups around the 1st of June. Oh, wow. Okay, now I'm... Here's that little bridge. There's the creek here, right? And there's this pipe. It's 2 feet in diameter, 60 centimeters in diameter, that is underground here. I would guess it's either sewer or something. And the animals use it as a bridge, and there's muddy footprints that go going right over it. And then coming up the bank here and onto the path, there is a massive wet spot in the dirt, and there's so many different animal tracks in here, I can't even tell them all apart. Here's possum, here's marmot, raccoon, no turkeys over here. Oh, here's squirrel. This is incredible. It's the big traffic spot for all the dudes. So we're going to keep on walking. And this is where it gets dangerous, because this is where I always fall when it's wet. So I'm going to walk along the edge of the path on the grass, not in the mud. And we're going to look around. Here's a little tiny bit of a creek. Any mushrooms? Yeah, we got some mushrooms growing on the end of that log. Some little coprinus of some kind. We got a lot of chirpy birds chirping it up here in Chirpy Town. All right, let's keep moving. Where are we going to find some marmots today? Oh, marmots are so funny. Doo-doo-doo, we're sneaking around here in the mud. Now I've got a rock in my shoe. Alright, I am feeling a little bit better today. Feeling pretty good. Weather's nice and cool. What am I hearing? Weather's nice and cool and I slept pretty good. Oh, I'm hearing water noises. There's water flowing up here. Slept pretty good. I slept for 5 hours straight. A new record. And when I woke up after that 5 hours, I thought I could smell, like, machine oil. I was like, wait, what's that smell? I sort of started to panic, like, what's leaking oil? Why am I smelling oil? But then I woke up more fully, did some smell tests, and no, apparently I was just dreaming I was smelling oil. So apparently I can smell in my dreams. And what do I smell in my dreams? Petroleum distillates. That makes some kind of sense. Here's some more Mati footprints in the mud. Alright, we're going to sneak up here kind of quietly, because we are entering a known Mati zone. There are dens to the left and to the right. First, we are looking to the right into the big scary tree and the marmot tree, because sometimes we see marmots in this tree. The tree that's next to the big giant scary tree. And there is a den under these trees where a bunch of logs and branches have fallen off and created cover, and they have dug their den under. One, two, there's one on the tree, there's one on the log. Oh my god, a big fatty on the log. He just crawled down because I spooked him. Is that a third one in there? Okay, we just saw two. I think there's a third one looking at me. Oh, is that, oh, there's the same one that just moved. Yeah, okay, we got marmots. We've got a den, and this earth is so soft, I'm sinking into it. And now I can't see them from this angle, because they're hiding behind the logs. Okay, I'm going to risk a glance behind me at some of this other Mati area. And I don't even see anything over there. I think our family of marmots has moved and they're over here now. Okay, now because this grass is now, oh damn it, there's people coming the other way on the trail. This grass is now waist high. What am I seeing? Oh, one, two, three. I'm seeing three marmots. These have got to be babies. There are some marmots. I cannot get a picture. I can barely see their noses poking around this log. And they're sort of standing up looking at me. Hi, Matis.
And whoever was on the log, the big Mati on the log, must have been mom or dad or something. I bet she went back down into the hole. We have got Matis. And we've got at least three. I can see two. All right, now I can see two looking at me. And now there's a family walking on the other trail that's 40 meters away on the other side. If they start screaming, we're not going to see anything. But how am I going to get any photos? I'm not going to be able to... And now the kid's screaming. Matis did not move. I'm going to sneak up. I've got no choice. How am I going to get a photo if I don't sneak up on these guys? But they're going to hear me. Can I use these logs to block their vision of me? Yes, I can. Right here. Ooh, big bird is now flying over. Big giant bird. Oh, it's a... It was a turkey vulture. Did that spook him? No, that did not spook him. That family's still moving. I gotta make my move now. We're gonna kinda come up here. I'm slowly moving my way through this very tall grass. Moving my way up onto this den. Uh-oh, they're looking at me. I think they can see me. Oh my God. And here's an adult looking at me. Here's a dude that's just popped up out of the grass. We are 10 meters away. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I get a Mati photo of this dude standing in the grass looking at my ass? This is the adult. This is adult number one who has a nice white ring around his or her nose. And I'm trying to get a picture of mom here. But my camera doesn't want to focus on the right thing. This Mati is just looking at me. Yeah, we're actually less than 10 meters away. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 meters away. And this marmot is just watching me very carefully. And I'm still just kind of creeping up here. Oh, it's such a nice Mati day. Okay, that one kind of focused. What are those other ones doing? Yeah, that other guy, little guys are still hiding. They're still on the log. I think they can see me. But I can't really get to them. Hi, Mati. You guys are my friends. We are friends. We are Mati buddies. Hello, my name is Tobe. I come from the Friend of Marmot Society. So I'm trying to take pictures of this Mati, who is standing right in front of me, being very nice. Oh, now she's ducking down. What did she hear? She was standing straight up, looking right at me. And now she's sort of gotten down. There was sound to the left of me. Joker's to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with marmots. Okay, stand up, baby. I've moved about 1 meter closer. But now she's kind of hidden. She's all hunched down. Now she's moving. Are you going to go down into the hole? Where's those other little dudes? Okay, we got one little dude still up. I moved and he ducked down. I think we're going to turn off the camera for now and slowly back away. We slowly back away to make sure that everybody knows that we are not a threat. We move in slowly, we move out slowly. Okay, I'm pretty sure I saw four marmots there. The mom and three babies. Don't know how many babies there are, but they're in there. So that's four marmots altogether, plus the one that I saw driving over here. It's a... I can add 3 plus 1 plus 1. It's a 5 Mati day! Now, what's that lump on that tree over there? Is that a Mati? Okay, we're getting back on the path here. And I'm looking down into the creek. There's a Mati den over there, but I don't see anybody around it. Man, oh boy, what a day we're having. Matis. We found the baby Matis. And this is the second group of baby Matis we have found. Because we also know where there's that group at OPPD. Now, if I can just get some pictures. I think I might have got one or two good pictures of that mommy mutt, but I don't think I got any pictures of the baby. So I'm standing here looking down into the creek, looking for more mutts, because there's some trees over there that the marmots like, but I don't see any. There are some marmot tracks on the path right here, but then again, we're still only 8 meters away from that den we were just looking at, and now Mom is back up. Mom is back up, and she's looking at me from this angle. Hi, Mommy Mati. I wonder if I could go in this way. Where is their path? See, I'm kind of I'm going to get back in here. So I'm walking through waist-high grass again. Mother Marmot is 6 meters away, watching me carefully. Now I want her to stand up so I can get a better picture. So does that mean I have to duck down? See, if I duck down, then she'll stand up so she can see me better. So I'm gonna duck down. This is gonna get me nice and wet because I'm in the grass. My eyes are now below the level of the grass. I'm a grassy ninja stalking my marmot prey. Hi. She's just still watching me. Hi. Hi, stand up so I can get a better picture. Well, we're not going to get a better picture. But I'm going to turn so she notices that I'm turning, and I'm going to walk away. Teach her that I am not a threat. Because we're going to come back and visit her marmoty offspring a lot. Okay. Yeah. Back on the path. And now I am soaking wet. All the dew and water and rain on the grass has soaked me. My shoes are now soaked through my socks. I can feel water on my feet. Ooh, possum footprints. There are possum footprints on the path. My shorts are now wet. My shirt is damp. But we found Matis. Yes, yes, yes. I am so winning. I am winning everything. I'm winning everything except for my leg. What the hell is wrong with my leg? Why does my leg hurt so bad? I took all the pills today. What the hell's going on? And what's that bird making all that damn noise for? And, we have come to an impasse. Ow. This path is flooded. We cannot take the new path because it's under 3 inches of water. Fine. I'll just go off on the old path. This will be dangerous, though, because this takes us over a dangerous eroded overhang. Right after some rains. Ooh, there's some foam. Do I want that? No. Is this eroded? Are we going to fall into the creek? Oh, am I finally going to die on my own radio show? Maybe. Well, apparently not today. Hey, what's that noise? Oh, I hear geese. Where are their geese? Are they flying over? Yes, they are. Okay. Maybe they're going to Harrenhaven. Well, actually, I think they're going the wrong way for Harrenhaven. Maybe they're coming back from Harrenhaven. All right, looking down into the creek there, I can see more Mati footprints. My leg is starting to hurt. Oh, pretty bad. And I wanted to go up into the mushroom zone today, but Yeah, I'm okay. Let's just pick up the pace. Maybe if I power through this, we can get up to see if we can find any mushrooms. Up there by the pit of despair. So, what you're going to hear next is a lot of me complaining about my leg and how bad it hurts. I'll try to keep it to a minimum. Alright, so I'm trying to think, where are there some more marmot dens? Okay, here we got some tracks in the mud. Marmot, marmot, marmot. So they've been running around in here. Hey, there's a big mushroom down in the creek, big Caprinus, next to a dog tennis ball. Dog ball. Dog ball. Okay, there's some red comets zipping around. My favorite charanzable birds. People call them cardinals, which is, I think, is dumb because we don't call white birds the Pope. That'd be interesting, though. Hey, what's flying around, popes? Oh, did you put some food out in your Pope feeder? Okay, you can see where this is going. Oh, more muddy zone here. Now, this right here used to be a good marmot area. There was a big mulch pile here, and there was marmot dens in it. But that all got destroyed when they had to build this stupid road, which they didn't need because they already had one. Okay, I thought I heard something scrambling. Or am I just hearing the water come out of the culvert? Yeah, I think that was just the water coming out of the culvert. Okay, can't really see down into there right now, but there's probably some Mati tracks around. Okay, keep moving forward. We're almost there. We might not make it. We might not make it. But I do want to get up here across the road because we have seen a marmot up here in this den. This is their first marmot that we saw was up here. And we got a good photo of him. Now let's see if we can get any other Mati photos, finding some Matis. Back here in the Mati zone. Gotta be really quiet now as we sneak up into this known Mati area. Where are you, my Matis? Where, oh, where could they be? Okay, the grass has grown up. So, yep, boom. Hi, that Mati just went into that hole. The Mati just went into that hole, and he looked small. Do we have babies up here, too? That was awesome. And they're in the hole that is the traditional marmot hole. The first time I was ever out here and saw a marmot, it was in the hole that this Mati is in. This Mati hole has an exit hole out the back. So let's check that out and see if there's any siblings hiding back here. Although we gotta get up this muddy, slick slope. Okay, we're good. Any more Matis back here? No, no Matis hiding back here. So they must be all in the hole, or it must be just one guy in the hole. And he jumped in the hole before we could do anything. I mean, I was literally looking at the hole and around it going, hey, what's that lump? Is that lump a marmot? Of course that lump's a marmot. If you see a lump and it's by a known marmot hole, clearly that lump is a marmot. Don't be stupid. There's some bugs back here, but we are now at the famous S-bends where we see lots of fungus and marmots. We're going to take the old trail here, which leads us right up against the ravine and the old marmot dens. I'm not seeing anything. All right, we need to get up here and go through the S bend, check the pit of despair, see if there's anything down in here. And that's probably going to be it for Dubious Goals Committee here. So let's get around. It's so muddy, so slippery. Any mushrooms in here? Usually there are. This is where, the first time I ever came out here looking for mushrooms, this is where I found a boatload of weird stuff, including some oysters and all kinds of other stuff. More mud. Yeah, and we got marmot tracks everywhere. We got loud birds directly above me, birding it up, saying, hey, we're birds. And that's great, homie. That's just great. All right, we're almost through the S-bend here. My hip is about to fall off or something. I kind of want to cry. What I'm really wondering is how I'm going to get back out of here. One of these days I'm going to be walking in here, something bad's going to happen, and I'm not going to be able to get back out. All right, so finally, the pit of despair. I hear a child screaming. It must be that family coming back this direction after looping around. I'm looking into a hole. I'm standing right over a hole. I don't see anything. I don't think that hole's in use anymore. I'm looking into the pit of despair, into all the places where we normally see marmots. Not seeing any. I want to move up a little bit further and check out this area up here. It's usually good for mushrooms. Okay, see, there's some good holes. And I think some of those holes are in use. Oh, I'm about to lock up. I am seconds away. Look at these holes. I'm sure these holes are in use. Where are all these damn marmots? What am I complaining about? I've already seen 5 marmots today. And I'm not even trying. We could probably go out and find more if we really wanted to. All we gotta do is go to OPPD, find those baby marmots. Baby marmot action. Alright, I'm now up into the serious mushroom zone. But a lot of these logs are taxed. A lot of these logs are just all ligninged out. They're just literally falling apart. Just completely and utterly rotten. Not to produce any more mushrooms. And so I'm not seeing any mushrooms up here. Kind of disappointing. But that's okay. That's okay. What we're going to do here is walk around this corner and come up here to the edge of the pit of despair. See if we can see any more matis. Because there are some mati dens on the other side of the creek from here. Okay. But I'm not seeing any at this time. And I gotta go home. I gotta go home. I can't walk any further. I should not have walked this far in. What kind of idiot was I being? Well, obviously, I was being the kind of idiot that would also be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on a non-radio. So I think I'm gonna go home, drink some more tea, have some lunch, and that's about it. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.